This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We are live, not just tonight. We're live pretty much 365 days a year. There's a few days when I got the events to travel to, and we'll do some interviews on site. Like Ian and Mark just were in Freedom Fest.
Freedom Fest and Anarcho Vegas. So we went to two different conventions in a week.
Nice.
Aha. I didn't know about Anarcho Vegas.
A lot of people didn't know about it. It was its first year. And for its first year, it was very good. It was very successful. About 200 people, which is bigger than Keenvention was, I think, the entire time I threw Keenvention. So right out the gate. They broke even on year number one, which if you can throw a convention and cover your costs, you've had a successful first year.
But did they have the quality of keynote speakers that Keenvention did?
The quality of keynote speaker?
Yes, of Keenvention. I mean,
Keenvention had some great keynotes.
No doubt. I'm just thinking back. There were some exemplary people on that. Oh, yeah.
You're referring to yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Anarcho Vegas didn't have me, and so that's a drawback. But for a very reasonable price, they could have me next year.
Yeah, it's good to see these things turn up, and it's good to see people putting the effort into putting something together to attract liberty-minded people, to get them together and talk about ideas, and that's sweet.
Yeah, they had a nice little free Ross auction the night before, so it was only a one-day, mostly like an afternoon event. It didn't start until noon-ish,
right?
And it went till about 6 or 7 in the evening. But the prior night, they had a party at, I think it was Joby Weeks' house. I don't know, people that know the crypto community probably know that name. But threw a nice party with, I would say, a solid 40 plus people in this guy's house, a relatively small place to hang out. And Lynn Ulbricht was there from Free Ross, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, who is now in a prison cell for the rest of his life, plus 40 years, two life sentences plus 40 years. And over $1,500 was raised in a relatively short, like 10-minute long auction. They auctioned off a nice piece of artwork of Ross and some DVDs and like some clothing as well, and it was great.
So is this a trend where every liberty-oriented convention, get-together, whatever, they're going to have a free Ross auction? I love that idea. Yeah. I hope they do.
The one at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is like a two-hour-long auction, like a real auction, brought in over $10,000 for Free Ross.
And these are great. This is more important now than ever, as the Trump administration has decided that, you know, we got some people we ought to be executing.
What?
This is breaking news the last couple days,
really?
But basically the Trump administration is saying we've got all these people still on death row, we need to make some room, and they've already released the names of the first five people that will be executed at the federal level.
Whoa.
Will be executed by the end of 2020. They're going to begin in this year and going into 2020. Not a good thing. It's a horrible thing, and I can't for the life of me. If you are pro-death penalty, I'd like to hear from you. Mm. And just a little preview, I am going to counter with all the instances of people that turned out to be innocent, and it was proven through DNA or through other means.
There are hundreds of those incidents now.
Yes. Now, to me, given the choice between being wrongly convicted of a crime and locked up for 50 years and being wrongly convicted of a crime and being immediately taken out and shot, I would take immediately being taken out and shot. Hmm. Because if I'm going to do the rest of my life in prison, that's worse than being dead.
And you have some experience that I can't relate to. You've spent time in jail for your beliefs.
Almost a year.
I've spent, a year and a half plus a couple months here and there.
That's combining all the sentences.
Yeah, combining everything together, because I did a year for the weed, 6 months for violation of probation, and then I did like 60 days another time up here, and I did 30 days back in Ann Arbor.
Well, it's interesting that they're looking to put people to death, Chris, because on the other side of that issue, they've been releasing people from the federal prison system. There was news while we were in Vegas, I put it in my show prep somewhere here, about the First Step Act, which listeners may recall.
Sure.
That this thing was passed during the Trump administration. Trump supported it. He signed it. And now they are beginning to release a set of several hundred, if not a few thousand, prisoners. And hundreds of them are drug-related convictions. So on one side, you've got a minor bit of prison reform at the federal level that's actually turning people loose, and then which we support, I think. I don't speak for all of you guys, but I'm pretty sure we all support this. But then on the other side of it, they're killing people.
Yeah, this is what makes me suspicious of a little bit of politics going on. Trump may be playing to his base,
mm-hmm.
going, look, we'll kill some bad guys, but you got to let, you know.
But we're letting some out.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, and, you know, just to play devil's advocate here, the idea of democracy is you do what the people who voted for you want you to do. So, now I don't think democracy is necessarily a good idea, but in theory, that's what they're supposed to do. So to say he's playing to his base is almost to say he's being an honest politician, to the extent that a politician can be honest.
Yeah, I think that's an oxymoron. I do think that he's just playing this as this is what I'm going to do. And it sucks. I find it disgusting and reprehensible that you would dare play politics with people's lives, even if they are bad people, or even if they broke a law. And I was reading some of the cases of people that are on death row, and, you know, a lot of the cases sound a little questionable to me. For example, I'm not going to be able to recall the details of all of them, but there's 62 people on federal death row right now, and believe it when I say they don't all sound like cut and dried cases.
What are the five cases in general? Did you look into those?
I didn't. I just kind of caught the headline before I made it into the show, and I didn't bring in a story about it other than just an overview.
Okay.
But first we're going to go to the phones, where we've got Justin in Arkansas. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
I think it was Chris that mentioned, I forget the lady's name, that was arrested for running a underground drug ring.
I don't know if it was a lady. We were talking about the Silk Road, which was Ross Ulbricht.
Oh, Silk Road. Yeah. No, but, I mean, come on. Hidden Wiki has a far surpassed anything that Silk Road ever did.
Hidden Wiki? Well, can you tell our listeners what that is?
Okay, well, I mean, you guys are familiar with the Tor browser that Silk Road was.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't access it. Okay, well, Hidden Wiki now is pretty much like if Tor had Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
That's Hidden Wiki. So,
right.
I mean, it
but all the Hidden Wiki does is link to other sites. It doesn't, the Hidden Wiki does not have a drug sales section where you can list and purchase drugs. So
you could find them there.
It absolutely does.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea. I just thought it was a links page or whatever.
Our listeners who may not know what the Tor browser accesses, it accesses this thing called the Onion Network that is, some people will call it the dark web.
It sounds scary.
Deep web.
Right.
Deep web's probably more accurate, but in reality, it is. There's more data there that cannot be found through Google than you can find through Google.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so please, hold on.
Yeah, if you want to
have a little bit more, we'll keep you on the line.
We can
hold on for just a moment. 855-450-FREE. What do you think of this dark web and online drugs? Oh, my God. The reality is
terrorism.
You can't stop commerce. If you make certain things illegal, people are going to find ways around it. The government is not learning that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call if you want to get on the air or hey, you can use Discord. Discord is a cool app. Use your high-speed internet connection, the Discord app, and a quality microphone. You can sound like you are right here in the studio with us. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. But first, I wanted to say hi to somebody. This is not a shout-out show.
Oh.
We are not doing shout-outs, but I do want to say thank you to Mike Sylvia.
We don't do requested shout-outs.
There,
but we do shout out to our amplifiers.
We do, and he is an amplifier. What is an amplifier, you may ask? An amplifier is somebody who has made a pledge to support the ideas of liberty here at Free Talk Live. Mike is a platinum amplifier, which means he is made a pledge to donate $25 a month, and that is really, really cool.
Above and beyond the call of duty, we only ask for $5, but man, thanks.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That money goes towards getting us on more radio program, more radio show, more radio stations. Jeez, you guys have been gone for a while, and I've just been sitting at home not doing radio, so pardon me if I'm a little...
By the way, Mike Sylvia is an A-plus rated state representative from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in New Hampshire. So not only is he a Free Talk Live listener, he's also one of the best. In fact, he won last year the Liberty Legislator of the Year Award. So one of our listeners is one of the top liberty-friendly state reps in New Hampshire, which is pretty awesome. Yeah. And $25 a month is more than he makes in his paycheck for state representative.
That's true.
And he got me to wear a tuxedo.
That's true. I remember that year.
It was
at the 420, right?
Yeah. When he said if I would wear a suit, he would show up and smoke with me.
And he did.
He doesn't even normally smoke.
Right.
But so I said, oh, if you're going to come and smoke with me, I'll show up in a tuxedo.
And
he
honored his word. And not only did he smoke cannabis on the steps of the state house, we got a picture of him doing it, which was pretty awesome.
So yeah. Picture me. I just moved to New Hampshire. I hear there's going to be a 420 rally. Not really sure what to think. And one of the first people I meet is Mike Sylvia, state representative. He's got his name tag on there. He's wearing a suit. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, super nice.
And then, you know, a couple minutes later, I'm looking at the stage, and Mike's up there token away. Yep. And I'm like, good for you.
And speaking.
And speaking.
And speaking. And that's so important to have them, you know, say, to have them voice their support for us directly also.
Yep.
Mike is not afraid to take on the challenges we have in the Liberty community, and some even that he's faced personally.
Right, he's going to court this fall because the town of Belmont is coming after his property.
Still on that thing. It's amazing, but he'll stand up to him, and we need more people like that in this world.
I intend to go and support him at that trial.
Yeah, showing up at people's trials is it really does. Well, for one thing, it's very heartening for the activist to know that people care when he's putting his butt on the line. But also, I think it will have some impact on the procedures, on the proceedings.
Exactly. And if anybody thinks that the fight for liberty is a short game, that's completely wrong. It's going to take years, but we're going to get there.
So be like Mike. Join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Please. It makes a big difference for us.
Absolutely. We're going to go back to the phones where we've got Justin holding. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
So, Justin, you were saying that the Hidden Wiki, which is a Tor website, meaning that it's on the what they call the dark web, that there were ways to buy and sell illegal drugs on the Hidden Wiki? I thought it was just a list of links.
No, pretty much anything. As a developer myself, let me just give you the crash course in web development. You set up your HTML, CSS, JavaScript, if you have any. And then after that, push that to a server, right?
Uh-huh.
The server is not correlated with Google at all. So after you have this wonderful product, you have to tell Google, hey, you need to crawl my product.
Okay.
So
with a spider?
That's a whole other... Right, exactly. You have to have a robot file. You have to have a...
What does that have to do with the darkness?
Or you have to be linked to by a site that their spider already covers,
sure.
Because the way a spider works
right.
is it reads a page, it finds all the links, and then it crawls all the links.
But what does that have to right. do with our discussion about the hidden wiki allegedly having drug sales on it?
Well, it would be easy enough, and that's exactly what Tor is built on. Like, the URLs that all Tor is built on are hashed. So, you know, like, if, for example, your Silk Road, right?
Okay.
It wouldn't be silkroad.com or anything
right.
like that. It would be hashed.
Yeah, what you're referring to is when you're on Tor, the website URLs are very different from your typical URL. Normally, on the regular web, you want your URL to be memorable, freetalklive.com. In the case of onion URLs,
exactly.
they're almost always a jumble of letters and numbers. Sometimes they seem to manage to put some words in there, but it's always a jumbled up bunch of letters and numbers.
What it looks like to me is the same sort of results you used to get from Bitcoin addresses when people would generate a whole bunch of them and then
uh-huh.
rep for patterns they
yeah,
wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's
that
what's
once.
Going on.
Well, now, here's what I want to know. Look, you called in to say that you can buy and sell drugs on the Hidden Wiki. I'm on the Hidden Wiki right now, or at least the site that's purporting to be the Hidden Wiki. Where do I find the drug sales section? Because I'm looking through here and I don't see anything about that.
Are you on Tor?
Yeah, that's yes. how you get on the Hidden Wiki, is you have to be on Tor.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Well, there may be a mirror of it on the regular web, but regardless, I'm just asking, you know, where do you go? Because it's just a wiki. Like, for listeners that aren't familiar, a wiki is user-editable
okay.
database, basically.
To answer your question,
yeah.
there's a section that says financial services. Is that correct?
Yeah. I see it.
And
yeah.
it's like you can buy debit cards or PayPal accounts and all
those
that
are,
crap.
Yeah, that's highly illegal. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Huh.
Okay. It should be like two or three down from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what you're referring to is a list of links, okay? So what you're talking about, the Hidden Wiki is just a website that has links. There's not any way to buy and sell drugs on the Hidden Wiki.
Or anything else.
Anything else.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not accusing Hidden Wiki. I'm just saying, like, if
how to find
needed
them.
It, that's
right.
Course,
okay.
Like,
well, you weren't. I'm sorry. It wasn't away. Clear. It sounded like earlier you said that there was a section of the Hidden Wiki allowing people to buy and sell drugs,
I
and that's not the case.
I of course it's not. I'm not
right,
trying to say the Hidden Wiki is the
okay.
new Silk Road.
No.
That,
in fact,
that's,
if you want a better link, if you want a better set of links, and thanks for the call, Tony, man, I appreciate it. If you want a better set of links, go to dark.fail. Right now, I think that's probably the best website. It's a ClearNet site, but it's got a current set of good links to all of the active underground drug marketplace sites. So I would recommend that one, dark.fail.
Oh God, Free Talk Live told people how to buy drugs. You can do it on your own, folks.
You can buy legal things there, too.
This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sweeping budget bill is headed to the Senate after passage in the House. The somewhat bipartisan spending bill covers government funding for 2 years and pushes out any spending disputes past next year's national elections. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, voted no on the measure. He explains why.
Here's what's important. Doing what the American people sent us here to do. Balance the budget, secure the border. Democrats refuse to do either of those things. Well, you've got a lot of people here in Washington who care more about power than they care about doing the right thing. And that happens to be the case in both parties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is releasing a report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The bipartisan report found that the Russian government directed a sweeping effort that dated back as far as 2014. According to the committee, the U.S. election systems are still vulnerable and there needs to be extensive efforts made to ramp up security. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom, free as in no Bernie Sanders. There is no such thing as a free lunch, but there is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's radio you control. That's sort of our tag. It's a good idea. It's the idea that there could be a radio show out there that doesn't have a big, booming, loud personality where you could actually bring up a topic.
Speak for yourself.
Well, of course.
I've got a big, loud, booming personality.
You do, and I think anybody on the radio is likely to kind of follow that way. But we want to hear the topics that are important to you. You can call in with those topics, let us know, and we'll give you our opinion. And we'll listen to yours, 855-450-FREE. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking all kinds of stuff. We were just took a call that discussed the dark web and how easy.
Scary.
It is very scary. It's very dark. Like you need a flashlight or something to get around over there. But what the politicians love to tell you is that everything there is illegal, false. Legal yeah. Products are sold on the Onion route, Onion network. It's a misnomer. If you believe that all drug sales must come from the dark web, that's false. Most drug sales are conducted on street corners. If you honestly believe that that's that this is where people transact in secret cryptocurrencies to get away from the government. That's incorrect because most drugs are bought with U.S. $100 bills. If you want to know what most dealers like to deal with, it's U.S. $100 bills. So
the good dealers will take crypto.
Although, exactly. Although you know, there was a story, I think it was within the last couple of years, that they did a survey of drug users in, I think it was Great Britain, and I believe 25% of them said that they had purchased drugs on the darknet.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was impressed with that, yeah.
It is, and it takes a little bit of technical know-how to just get there, to just do it, to use cryptocurrency,
there's
all these things.
There's a learning curve, big time.
So evidently...
Because not only do you have to know how to use cryptocurrencies,
right,
but you also have to be able to get on the dark web, which again, you know, requires installing. Mm-hmm. It's easier now than it's ever been. I mean, you pretty much you'd go to download what they call Tor browser, and there's one for Linux, there's one for, mm-hmm, you know, Windows, etc. You download that, and you open the program, and you're on. I mean, it's not that hard to get there. Then you have to figure out where to go, and I said dark.fail is a good site to list a bunch of the active drug underground marketplaces. And again, it's not all drugs on these marketplaces. There's some legal items that you can purchase there. And again, some drugs are legal in some places that aren't in others. So, for instance, Jamaica, for instance, it is legal to have psychedelic mushrooms, as I understand it, in Jamaica. It's legal in a lot of U.S. states to have cannabis.
Right. Mm.
So just because it's illegal someplace doesn't mean it's illegal in all places.
This is true.
And here we have the failing of a one-size-fits-all federal government that's trying to lay down laws that apply to 320 million people equally and fairly. It doesn't, and I don't think they make any bones about it.
Oh, yeah, and the third thing you need to know. So not only do you need to know how to use crypto, not only, and preferably Monero, if you want to keep your privacy, which is more complicated, a little more complicated to learn than just Bitcoin. Not only do you have to know how to be on the dark web, but also you really ought to know PGP. You ought to have some experience with what they call pretty good privacy. It's an old standard from, I think, the 90s or something like that.
Yeah, created
it's
by
been around longer than that.
Yeah.
Phil Zimmerman famously wrote that program, and the government came in and said no. You cannot export PGP software. That would be a national security nightmare. So what did he do? He didn't release the software. He released a book. The book, mm-hmm, had all the code to PGP.
Awesome.
And so he did release the software because the code is the software, right?
He did, but he released it
in a human-readable form,
right,
which made his First Amendment case for him. Although since then, it's been found that code itself
is
First Amendment protected,
which
speech.
Is one of the reasons why, in my opinion, the government in the United States will never be successful at stopping Bitcoin's spread in the U.S. because the final argument about Bitcoin, whether or not it's a currency, whether or not it's, you know, money, whether or not it's this or that, it is free speech. It is somebody, Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, who wrote code. That's what it is.
Spoiler, it's me.
Funny thing is, I remember thinking when I first learned to use PGP about how it could be used to develop a cryptocurrency.
Did you really?
Where basically what you would do is you would just write the equivalent of a check, but it could be just typed out, transfer this amount to this person or transfer this amount to bearer, but then it would be signed with your PGP key.
Nobody's Satoshi Nakamoto.
nobody is definitely not him.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Chris. Ian and Nob. Can we shorten it to Nob?
That's even more confusing.
I hope not. I don't know. Somebody asked me once when I was going by Rich, he said, can I call you Dick for short? I said, I'll bet you can't call me Dick for long.
So what you got for us, Bad Slave?
Anyways, our new nobody was telling me that he'd take a bullet rather than life. And I just question that. I may have a little bit more behind the bars than you do not by much, but I got up close to 2 years at least.
Do you believe it's a natural right to die?
Oh, I do. I do. I agree with that. And okay. I think that it's silly for them to not just say, here, go ahead and take a bottle of OxyContin there or whatever, get it done, if you're so, it's save money for the taxpayer. But, I think that we got to really, really, in at least politically in New Hampshire, and I hate politics, but we got to work on getting these people released. The bulk of them, I think that there's probably more than 50% of the people who are the victim of their crime is the state. And the state, I'm sorry, that's a fantasy victim and, ought not have any impact on anyone.
I've always laughed when I hear the state agents claiming in court that that whoever the defendant is violated the so-called peace and dignity of the state. And I just can't help but laugh that, there's nothing that's peaceful about the state. Nothing at all. And they don't have any dignity either because they don't behave with any honor towards other human beings, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Ian, the next time I hear that in court, I'm going to object loudly.
Nice.
And I'm going to say, who is that?
What is the state? Define the state. And also, can you prove that the state is a peaceful organization? Because if you're going to claim that it has peace, then let's see the evidence for it.
I would like to call the state and put them on the stand.
That's right.
No, not one representative. That's not representative. I want all of the state.
I want my accuser on the stand.
Yes.
I would also say that we would have buku evidence that their dignity lacked. Seriously.
Absolutely.
I hope you'll be at my trial, bro.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is the state a victim when you do something wrong that somebody wrote a law against? I think most of the time, no. What if you smoke some weed? Is the state suffering? No. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. Hey, what if I told you the easiest way to get a nice, white, sparkling smile is with mud? Huh?
Huh?
That doesn't make much sense. But magic mud, my magic mud, certainly does. It is black tooth powder, made from charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. This is stuff you can just eat. You put it in your mouth, you brush with it, a black powder, and it will whiten your teeth. Matter of fact, it's clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's an amazing product, and many people here in the studio have used it to some really good effects. It's available in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Foods and Walmart in the natural beauty aisle. It's pretty amazing stuff, and the people that we know that have tried it have had rave reviews of it. You can save 20% off with coupon code FTL20 and going to MyMagicMud.com. That's MyMagicMud.com. Ian, you've tried it, haven't you?
I've used it many a time, actually.
Yes.
I have their toothpaste in the bathroom here right now because they've got different products. They started with powder, and then they added some more.
And I think a lot of people, when it first came out, were amazed at the results and surprised at it. It's kind of messy. You got to follow directions pretty carefully. But I'm anxious to try the toothpaste. I have some of that at home that I have yet to try.
And this is something you do once a week, not every time you brush your teeth? Or
yeah, Mark recommends it being occasional, like every 4 days to once a week or something like that for the powder. But the toothpaste you could use more often, I think.
Yeah.
Because the powder's somewhat, I think it's somewhat abrasive.
Yes.
Compared to a toothpaste.
Well, Mark's a fine one to talk.
But there's the 20% off is a pretty killer deal, so check that out.
Absolutely. Again, FTL20.
That's the code.
That's the code. Use that at mymagicmud.com. So we've been talking dark web, and we've been, I guess, where we sort of started. Well, Bad Slave wanted to talk about, you know, whether we should be focused on people on on death row, you know, and Rich had made a comment that he would rather take a bullet than have to spend life in prison, like some people, like Ross Ulbricht, the guy who allegedly ran the Silk Road.
Did you hear, sorry to interrupt, but did you hear that El Chapo got half the sentence that Ross Ulbricht did?
Unbelievable.
That's what Lynn told me. Lynn Ulbricht, his mother, told me this this weekend. Half the sentence for an actual murderer, for an actual gang.
Mass murderer.
Yeah, gang leader. I think he was involved in the Sinaloa cartel.
I think technically he's a serial mass murderer, which is a rare thing.
Right.
You know, because...
And,
not as dangerous, according to the feds.
Ross Ulbricht, who allegedly ran the Silk Road, was sentenced
to... He did run the Silk Road. He admitted that in trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was a stupid thing for his attorney to do, in my opinion. I still don't understand that strategy to say in the opening statement, yes, my client did this, but he didn't do it all.
Oh, that was an unfortunate trial from every direction. Yeah. I wonder if that attorney was co-opted.
I don't know.
Possibly.
My God, to pay $100,000 for that defense was like, oh, wow.
So this guy ran an online drug marketplace, and some people, not him, some people would go there and put up various products, some of which were illegal, and make them for sale to other consenting adults. Nobody forced anybody to buy anything on the Silk Road. Now, this guy gets two life sentences. That means you stay in prison until you're dead, and if you are somehow resurrected and they catch you, you're still in for another life.
Yeah.
It's insanity. And wasn't it plus 40 years,
yes.
too? Yeah, two life sentences plus 40 years. This guy is never likely going to see... the light of day. Now, let's talk about all his priors. Let's talk about his violent priors. Let's talk about his violent priors. He must have done something else.
He didn't have any.
He didn't have any. No, he wasn't a killer. He wasn't a murderer. He wasn't a rapist. He didn't do anything.
I don't think he'd ever been in a fight.
I don't think so either. Looking at the guy, you wouldn't think so. But this gets two life sentences plus 40 years. El Chapo, who was a legend for the violence that he wreaked in Mexico. It was insanity. This guy kept escaping. That was famously. He would escape. He would get yanked out on a helicopter and go out and kill more people and you know, wreak violence on his enemies. And this guy is half a life's what?
Yeah, the actual sentence, life plus 30, was for El Chapo.
Yeah.
Right, so one life plus 30, slightly less than two lives plus 40.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind...
Although that's kind of imaginary arithmetic to begin with. But.
Yeah, but bear in mind... This
El Chapo's in his 60s, too.
And this would be in Mexico, correct, where he was sentenced?
No, this is in the U.S.
No, it's U.S.
He was extradited
in charge. Breaking out in Mexico, so they said, we can hold him.
Okay, so the U.S. government decides to sentence this violent guy for one life... plus some change, and sentences Ross Ulbricht to two life sentences. That means that you feel that Ross was a bigger threat than El Chapo.
Yeah.
That is insanity.
Well, it's like Epstein, this human trafficking guy, got 1 month more than I got. He was accused of multiple counts of rape and statutory rape. I was accused of selling weed.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Do you see why we
purported have acid.
Why we have a problem with this system of punishment? It doesn't make sense. And God forbid, and I'm saying literally, God forbid, we start deciding we're going to kill people again. And the Trump administration wants to do it. Bring back federal executions. There are so many circumstances that go into these decisions that. A final solution for them is the wrong thing to do. Somebody's going to get one of these five guys who's facing execution now after sitting on death row, maybe exonerated. And what happens then? That means that we, the United States, if you feel you are part of the system, then you have taken part in a murder. You have elected someone who decided to take part in a murder. How does that make you feel about politicians that voted in a death penalty knowing that there is a chance that they're going to kill the wrong person, end their life.
Yeah,
it makes me sick.
People are so callous, a lot of people, on this particular issue, because they just kind of write off anybody who's behind a jail cell as though that person was bad. They're a bad man, bad woman. They shouldn't have done what they did. Well, what if they didn't do what they are accused of doing? What if they were found guilty with falsified evidence? What if a prosecutor just wanted to put somebody behind bars to pad their conviction record, and they literally cooked up the evidence against these people? We've seen hundreds, I believe around 200 people in the last few decades, be exonerated after the fact, after they have been convicted of various different violent crimes and such. DNA evidence came in decades later, or whatever, a witness came forward decades later to exonerate these people.
The one that drives me nuts is when somebody does get exonerated, the truth comes out, turns out they were innocent, yet they confessed.
Oh,
and this
God.
Happens with with surprising frequency. It's the police are very good at extracting a confession. A confession does not mean guilt. It means that at that moment, after being kept up in a questioning room for, 2 days and being yelled at and being told, hey, if you just give us something, you know, we can get some sleep. And,
right. Well, it could also be like they're, you know, putting the screws to them in another way. So, for instance, let's say they bust somebody and their girlfriend in a car full of drugs, right? And it's like, look, buddy, we got you dead to rights. We got all the evidence. We're going to get our conviction. Now, look, you either agree that you were the smuggler here, or we're going to charge your girlfriend and we're going to put her in jail, too. Mm-hmm. And it may be something where somebody takes a fall for something they didn't do simply to try to protect somebody they care about. They have all kinds of ways of putting, the screws to people.
I'm going to recommend a book. You might want to try to remember this one. It's called The Cadaver King and the Country Dentist. This is written by Radley Balco, who's a very good author and very good at documenting these things. He wrote this book basically about, I believe it was a Mississippi medical examiner and a dentist. This dentist was extremely good at finding things in bite mark analysis, and a couple years after he did his thing, all science has said that's bunk.
Yes.
And everybody you prosecuted, many of them with the death sentence, with a death penalty, are innocent. 855, wow. 450-FREE. What do you think? Should we be assassinating our own people? This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.